Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by ExpressVPN. So we know how ExpressVPN protects your privacy and security online, but here's something you might not know.
Okay.
You can use ExpressVPN to unlock movies and shows that are only available in other countries.
Oh, we're allowed to talk about that?
That's, yes.
That's all I use it for.
Yeah,
oh, that's legal?
Yeah. This,
yes. Matt always talks big game about the UK office.
I talk big game about it.
And why is the UK office better than the US office?
I mean, why? How is it not?
You had a really elegant, I thought, breakdown of exactly why you think it's better.
Well, for a VPN, I would say the reason that you should use this VPN to watch the UK office rather than logging onto whatever streaming platform has the dumb US office on it is that if you want a show that actually where a bunch of people actually act like they're on camera and have our real personalities instead of a bunch of like...
I just want you all to know that as Matt's saying all of this, I'm looking right at the camera. Like Jim from the American office being like, get a load of this guy, right?
Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen the UK office, go ahead, log into your VPN and go check it out. It's only 12 episodes plus a Christmas special.
ExpressVPN lets you control where you want sites to think you are located.
Ooh, that's fun.
So you can choose from over 100 different countries.
I only ever think of this scene in GoldenEye where they're trying to find Boris and like his little things bouncing around all over the place and like the GoldenEye laser is going to get them. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
That's what a VPN is, in case you were wondering.
But you can't use it to cheat on your wife. Your wife will not think you're in a different location than you actually are.
Also,
so don't even try to do it for that.
Unless you're cheating on your wife with K-dramas. Use ExpressVPN to watch K-dramas off South Korean Netflix, or you could use Hulu, BBC iPlayer, anywhere you want it to be. You can be there. Hundreds of VPNs are out there, of course, but the reason we use ExpressVPN is because it's very fast. No buffering, no lag, you can stream in HD, no problem. Also works on all your devices, phones, media, consoles, smart TVs, and more. So watch what you want on the go or on the big screen. So if you want to get access to hundreds of new shows, use our link right now, expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies, and you get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies. ExpressVPN.com/dungeonsanddaddies to learn more.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It is called ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that is to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this product down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. I was going to a fancy dinner. One of those ones where they pair wine with stuff, and I always feel left out. It's just, it's like you're spending so much money in the first place, and you're like, well, they did spend all this time to make the wine, like, a whole thing, and I'd like that. I'd like to try that. The vision of this artiste in the kitchen. However, I have some of this product for free. They sent it to us, so I tried it before this social outing, and I suffered not from my usual ill effects. I still think, though, I overpaid. Like, on the whole, it just is a lot of money for one meal, That's all I'm saying. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, and reunions. Oh my, there's so much going on. Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to zbiotics.com/dungeons to get 15% off your first order when you use Dungeons at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/dungeons and use the code Dungeons at checkout for 50% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Dungeons & Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the description.
He's an internationally renowned cover band guitarist whose antics on stage were only matched by his antics on the road.
Oh yeah, bro, Clem was always out of control. You never knew what that guy was gonna do.
But while taking time off from his band, the Glenn Close Trio, he got sucked into a portal and lost his son, Nicholas.
So like one second we're driving in the van, the next second, we're driving in the van, but like, in another world, man. Plus, I lost my kid.
There he found a new band, a band of dads. They helped him steal a legendary guitar from a gang of thieves.
I didn't actually see what happened, but my savior, Daryl, told me that everything went off perfectly without a hitch.
But soon that gang of thieves came calling, challenging Glenn to a battle of the bands. Now, the rock star bard who's about to play the most important show of his life. Glenn Close, the story behind the music.
Welcome to Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, instead a D&D podcast about four dads from our world flung into the Forgotten Realms in the quest to rescue their lost sons. My name is Freddie Wong. I play Glenn Close, rock and roll dad and bard. And today's fact about Glenn is he is a graduate of the University of Texas International, UTI. That's right, baby. You didn't realize it until much later, when after the sweatshirts got put on.
What's the school mascot for
fighting
UT?
Crabs? Oh my god! They got little pinchers, and they're just like, you know,
pinchers.
Because it's also like it's like in Houston, right? So it's like crawfish boil and stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
No, you made it work.
Yeah. He said, continuing to justify his thing he made up.
I was trying to make like a cranberry juice joke, but I couldn't come up with one. Because you drink cranberry juice when you have a urinary tract infection.
This guy UTIs.
This guy UTIs.
Just to clarify for the kids playing at home, yeah. The UTI means urinary tract infection.
None of you guys UTI.
I do not. I've never had one. But
I've had multiple.
Damn.
Whoa.
Well, because once you have one, it's like
weird flex,
have
but okay.
A lot. Yeah. All right. We get it. Yeah. That's right.
That's your daddy master.
I got
fact.
A wide urethra can hold a lot of bacteria.
Oh man.
Oh my god.
I'm Matthew Arnold. I play Daryl Wilson, a stay-at-home coach dad who's also a barbarian. Little fun fact about Daryl today. When he found out his son was more into soccer than football, he really wanted to like get involved. But Daryl's a man who likes to, you know, handshake and not Google. So he went looking for an English pub to find out more about soccer, and that's where he met the Chelsea boys, who are his best friends. And nobody else knows about them because then he would have to admit to Carol that he drinks at 10 in the morning every day with his Chelsea boyfriends.
Yeah. Chelsea boys alcoholics?
Like well, no, because the time difference in order to watch, if you want to go to an English pub to watch a soccer game, like a Manchester or Chelsea, it's like 11 a.m. So that's how he started learning. And those are his best friends. But in order to introduce them to his family, he would have to be like, where are you all day? It's like, well,
don't you mean his best mates?
His best mates, exactly.
Whereabouts is Chelsea in the UK?
Daryl does not know. Okay. Matt definitely does, but that, you know, I wouldn't want to reveal that.
He doesn't want to show up Daryl.
Yeah, I don't want to show up Daryl.
Does Daryl like slip up and use English slang occasionally
he's
around
pretty,
the house?
No, he's pretty, they are very friendly. It's not about drinking. It's just like he's embarrassed to reveal that that's where he spends most of his day.
Mostly because he's hanging out with Englishmen and being such a patriot.
Yes. But again, he really wanted to learn about soccer since his son was into it.
No, that's cool. Yeah. I thought it was going to be like Daryl was like, you know, an asshole about his son.
No, no, he wants to support soccer.
Yeah.
He likes it now. Okay. Mostly likes drinking with his mates, though.
Mostly likes drinking. Hi, everyone. I'm Will Campos. I play Henry Oak, the granola munchin', Birkenstock rockin', hippie tree huggin', nature dad / druid. A fun fact, I was thinking about this all day, and this is what I got. Ooh. A fun fact about Henry Oak this week is his favorite drink is a cold glass of water.
Oh my god. Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah. Oh man.
Oh no.
Eight a day.
Mm-mm-mm. Eight a day. Stay hydrated.
It's like he needs it to survive.
Yeah. He's like addicted to the stuff. That's the joke he always makes when people ask. Oh, he's like, I'm a waterholic. What can I say?
My best friend in high school literally gave that answer and it upset me for like a week. I was like, I don't believe you. I can't believe your favorite drink is water.
Hot take. Water's really good, guys.
I love
water. It's pretty good.
Just literally, I would die without it.
Does he do the thing where, like, when he gets ice cubes, he's like, I'll have it on the rocks.
On the rocks.
Oh, my gosh.
If someone else wants some water, he says, what are you waiting for?
Oh, God.
Like, all that stuff.
Make mine a double.
Will, can I give you a honest-to-God water bottle, like, Seattle native tip and trick here for Henry? Is that Henry would definitely prefer the older, soft plastic-style Nalgenes that were made in the 80s.
Dude, I grew up in Boulder. I know what a Nalgene. You don't have to Nalgene-splain Nalgenes to me, but yes, absolutely.
Yeah, the older ones.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm Googling what the older ones are.
Why are they better?
Because the older ones were soft plastic and were actually more indestructible. So Nalgene's whole marketing thing is they're indestructible, but you can break them if you freeze water in them. The old ones would not break. They would just puff up.
Yeah, it's one of these bad boys. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, the old ones.
Do you have one?
Oh, yeah. Back in Seattle. Yeah.
Weird flex, but okay.
It doesn't count if you tee
your
up
weird
a flex.
Flexes are becoming a weird flex.
No, I can't help it that you guys are obsessed with Nalgene and have UTIs.
It sounds like somebody's jealous that she can't pee a lot.
I'm Beth May, and I should drink more water. I also play Ron Stampler, emotionally detached stepfather, and rogue. Fun fact about Ron is that on a school field trip to the National History Museum, Ron got sick as a child and missed the tour part because he was, you know, in the bathroom. And he's not really sure if dinosaurs are extinct, imaginary, or whether they walk among us.
Whoa.
I like that was the one shot he had to learn it. And then since he missed it, he was like, yeah, that's, you know, I missed my chance to learn the answer.
I think he's been trying, but it's that you do get kind of like conflicting answers. You watch Jurassic Park, The Lost World.
Poor Ron definitely goes down the rabbit hole on YouTube and Google and can't figure out what's real or fact, huh? Fact or fiction.
Yeah, he's like one step away from Alex Jones. Just kidding.
Okay, so I'm Anthony Birch. I'm your daddy master. I feel like you already learned something about me today. Here's a shameless, horrible thing. So I realized I should do daddy facts. I should talk about my own dad. And Freddie and I have the best story about my dad possible, which I'm not going to tell.
Okay.
Because it's too long. It should be on a Patreon thing. It should be, it's like a whole thing. It would distract. So,
I didn't know you were hiding your dad fact behind a paywall.
I know, this is great.
Welcome to 2019.
Anthony's a pro. Already knows how to do it.
The origin story of why we're all here today.
Oh yeah, I forgot. We had the idea for this podcast while we were on a caper.
Yeah.
Whoa. We were doing a spy mission, like a real life spy mission. But yeah, I'll talk about that one day when you pay for it. Okay.
All right.
So let's do some fantasy bullshit. Okay.
By the way, you can hear the story about the caper that launched this podcast by supporting us at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. Okay, thanks. Enjoy this episode.
So the last thing that happened in the previous episode was a golden-haired warrior from the Red Brands approached you, raised his guitar to the sky, and then challenged you to a battle of the bands. So we're going to pick up 10 minutes later, because part of any good battle of the bands is having backstage time to sort of determine what you're going
to
do.
Like backstage time to short rest and regain your HP and you know, eat some snacks.
Actually, yeah, if you guys want a short rest in a green tent, then you are welcome.
Oh, yeah, green room short rest would be great.
Go ahead and do short rest.
All right.
While y'all are short resting, Ellery is there with you, and she's like, oh, wow, Battle of the Bands. So this is going to be pretty intense. So I don't play any instruments. Who amongst you play instruments? Obviously, Nicholas, you do. And Nicholas is like, yeah, you know, I play. Well, actually, is it cool? Should he play bass? What would you have taught Nicholas?
I assume Nick would be a drummer.
Drums? Okay. Yeah. So he plays drums.
Because it's definitely one of those ones where I took a look at the world. I'm like, there's too many guitar players out there. I know that drummers pull tail. And I'm like, I want the best for my kid.
Oh, that's so nasty.
And bass players have no respect. Nobody ever has respect for a bass player, so it would be drummer next up on the roster.
Okay, cool.
Henry dabbles in a little acoustic guitar, as I mentioned last time.
Right.
He knows three songs. He knows Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land. He knows Kumbaya. And
Wonderwall.
He knows, he doesn't know Wonderwall. He knows Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond.
Oh, that's good.
That's a hard song to play.
I don't know how to play.
He just really
guitar.
Likes to do the bum, bum, bum.
Who doesn't, though?
Who doesn't? So,
what white daddy?
No. I want to change my answer. He knows the one riff from Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh my God.
So you're telling me he hangs out every guitar center in the country, 24/7? Jesus.
Ron plays the recorder. And his go-tos are hot cross buns. And that's it.
The only thing Daryl ever learned to play is that he played the bells in church.
Nice.
Which means he only knows two notes. And
is it fair to say he knows those notes?
He knows them intimately, William.
Those two notes. And he knows a lot of church songs where those two notes happen.
What were the two notes?
He had E.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Sharp.
Ooh,
sharp.
Never mind.
Ooh,
no, no, no. Ooh.
That's not good.
A classic blunder. A classic blunder.
And that's a bad miss.
That's a bad miss. That he had it.
E sharp and.
I tried Googling.
Wait, hold on. What did you Google?
I Googled.
Good notes. Did you Google good notes?
I Googled Bell Notes.
Bell Notes.
which is a band. I don't know music at all.
I do. Here's what I like about E sharp as a choice is it definitely this. It's like the like left field in it Little is. League.
What's
of
the smallest?
Bells. Because it's like no one is going to, like, E-sharp is not coming up in a lot of songs. So they're clearly like, Daryl, you get to be E-sharp. And you
is
had,
that
like,
very big bell or very small bell?
It depends on the
octave. Depends on which, yeah. Which there's many.
You know what I'm talking about, church bells.
Yes, I know what you know about church bells.
They went from very small to very large, and there was about six people, and each one had one in their hand, and then they ding, ding, dong, dong, ding, mm-hmm. Whatever, right?
Yes, correct. Nailed it.
He had
it.
The two smalls on the, he was on the very right side, and okay. He had the two smalls.
Well, smallest also determines pitch.
Yeah, so it's like very high pitched.
Okay.
Okay. Just from me to you, Matt. E sharp is F.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I already forgot
hey,
what
Freddie,
he said.
Weird flex, but okay.
I think Daryl's going to, but that's like a kind of a percussion, so I think he's going to try to convince everybody that he can definitely play drums if you need him to.
I can actually sing in chords, which you would only hear like after a Patreon, but like, no, it really freaks people out.
Wait, for real?
Wait, can you really
yeah.
do it?
Yeah.
Well, then don't, yeah, actually, you have to do it now.
Right,
you
now?
Can sing two notes.
I can sing like, two like notes a, at one time. Like Tibetan, it's not really singing. It's
like a Tibetan throat singer
or something. I don't know what's
Wait,
happening.
Really?
Can you do it?
Yeah, I'm gonna sing "Silent Night" because that's what
okay.
I know.
Okay.
Beth is taking her headphones off.
She's gonna go. Hey!
Yeah, she's gonna honk like a goose.
Okay, holy shit.
Silent night.
Oh, what the fuck?
Silent night.
What the fuck? What the fuck is going on? What the fuck?
This is not an audio thing Freddie is doing. This is happening for real.
What the fuck?
Like, please don't put it in the episode. But yeah, it's like weird, what? Right?
How would you
not
want
to put it in the episode? It's so good.
It's like weird because I'm singing Silent Night, but it's not Christmas.
We're
Holy shit. That's wild.
I know.
Okay, anyway.
What's happening? Yo, are we in Dungeons? What's
are we doing Dungeons & Dragons?
What's happening?
Yeah, yeah, sorry.
It's really depressing when I think I can't sing like regular.
Sorry, let me like reconfigure my brain.
Sorry, guys.
Because you pulled me out of a world of fantasy
weird
into a world
flex,
of reality
okay.
That's weirder than fantasy. And I have to go back. Okay, so Nicholas is like, okay, guys, I was thinking that maybe, Dad, you and I should definitely be in the band. And I was thinking we could get Ellery on lead vocals. And then we could get Johnny Nowhere on bass because he could feel it in his chest. Here's the thing. Because we stole the Battle Axe of Hatred mm-hmm. and like caused this whole fracas.
Do you have any SAT quips there, Henry?
I would have gone with maybe boondoggle. But...
I wish you could be here live because Will's eyes got very big when he said boondoggle. Because of the whole, like, all the fucking fight that's about
Whoa,
to happen.
Hey, come on, Nick. There's, like, adults here, you know, just keep the F-bombs, you know.
Really?
Just for when we're by ourselves. Just, you know,
okay, sure. Fine. It's just for their sake.
There we go. There's some parenting. It's about time. Yeah, Jesus.
So all
took
the,
long
all
enough.
All the freaking fights that are going to happen. Is that okay?
That's still an F-word, young man.
Yeah, a lot of words start with F.
I give a little thumbs up under the hood, like, it's okay.
I don't think he's going to let me go, like, properly. But I know where he is. He's going to think we're all here. So my thought is, if we split into two teams, one group of us can go take care of him and, like you could, like, beat him up or you could, like, bargain for my freedom. And the other group of us could play in the Battle of the Bands to protect the gang.
Nicholas, how old are you, son?
I'm 13.
Okay.
I'm so a man.
Okay. Can we do a dad huddle really quick?
Yeah, okay.
Let's do a dad huddle.
Okay.
Nicholas, well,
it's dad's 13 and up.
14 and up.
Oh, wow.
Anybody who's
oh,
a dad
I mean,
is 14
wait,
and up.
14 and
well, I'm also not a dad. I wasn't going to.
Yeah.
I don't
well, that's
be
good. That's good to know.
That's
yeah.
That's good. I wouldn't have been surprised either. Yeah.
I'm very charismatic, so.
Glenn, did your son yeah. just say that he doesn't think the guy's going to release him for getting the axe?
Wasn't that kind of the whole reason we just went
And now
on
he's
this
suggesting
whole...
we should go and fight him.
Which is the F word that you were yelling about?
Fracas.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it.
Okay, I have a couple questions. I'm
sure.
a little confused.
Sure.
So the guy from this Red Wave band,
Red Wave.
Lizard Boy scales big stuff and says, I think they're called the Red Brands, but yeah.
The Red Brands, yeah. The Red Band Trailers.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
The Red
yeah.
Brand Trailers.
That's really good. If you don't like the language that Nicholas uses, just wait until you hear what they say.
So they've challenged us to a battle of the bands for the guitar, or just to not kill us. What is the stakes
of
this battle?
Like, well, okay, look, fellas, I know that we were really judgmental of these brigands, as you called them, Henry. I do say that the blood is quite literally and figuratively on our hands in this case, as we did sneak into their camp, and rather than quietly and surreptitiously take that guitar, like, I saw you cleave a dude in half, man.
But they struck the first blow. I can't be held responsible for something that happens after an enemy castle doctrine.
Listen, Boy Scalesby Stuffins raises his finger, goes, wasn't it their house? We like went to their warehouse.
But... young man, this is a dad huddle.
I'm a dad. I'm Lizard Boy Scales McStuffin.
Oh, sorry. Oh, you're CERN. I'm sorry.
I just sound a lot like Nick.
I'm sorry, CERN. You just sound a lot like Nick.
Yeah, it's,
no offense, Nick.
I think I know what's going on here. Nicholas?
Yeah.
Look, man, if you don't want the three of us to be in your band, you can just tell me like a man. You said you're a man. You're 13.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Do you not want us to be in the band? You don't have to send us on a
absolutely
wild
not. I would love it if you weren't in the band.
All right.
But that said,
that does hurt.
All the other stuff I said is still true.
Well, so look, rather fellas, than us being well, in the look, band, fellas, you're giving us the opportunity to go fight a battle
well,
for
okay,
you.
Okay, maybe not fight, but fellas, I think that this is going to be the time where you guys can suss out what's going on, because all attention is going to be on me and Nick's sick licks up on stage here.
We
can finally get an opportunity here to move about, perhaps unseen. Ron, I saw you and your moves with your pants. It was quite inspiring in that regard. It feels like here's a chance for us to kind of really suss out what the hell's going on here and how, you know, we can get out of this.
Maybe it would be best if we got, like, the first song we all do together.
Like an opener.
And then that makes them think we're part of it.
And then I use interpretive dance to dance away sneakily.
We'll do the thing where we leave the stage and they expect an encore.
Oh, yeah.
And then when we come back, it's just us. And
they're like, ooh, a powerful duet, father and son. And nobody's even wondering where the other people went.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're like, they must become waiting for the second encore.
Yes. Rather than just us mysteriously disappearing. And that way we can play some bells and a recorder. And I forgot, Henry, where were
acoustic
you going to play?
Acoustic guitar, I believe.
Oh, there we go.
And Nicholas is like massaging his temples. It's like, how old do you have to be to start getting like chronic headaches? Because I can feel it. I feel
don't
it
worry,
starting.
Don't worry, Nicholas. This is going to be pretty punked rock.
All right, if you say so.
Have you guys ever heard of a little band called Mannheim Steamroller?
What the fuck? God,
that is Daryl's all-time favorite band. Mannheim
exactly.
Steamroller's Christmas album?
I know, right? This
yes.
could just be like Mannheim Steamroller's. Look, all I'm saying is if you guys really want to win
Mannheim.
This battle of the bands, Mannheim Steamroller is the way to go.
Yes.
Am I right, Nick?
You steamroll them.
You gotta steamroll them. Do you guys know any of the Christmas songs from Mannheim Steamroller's Christmas album?
But Nicholas, Ellery, and Anthony have no idea what the fuck you just said.
I have out-daddied the daddy master. Mannheim Steamroller was, I am flying right at the
Mannheim
event horizon of my knowledge, by the way.
I still listen to this every year. My mom was obsessed with Mannheim Steamroller.
This is Matt talking?
Yeah, this is Matt
talking.
But it's like kind of synthy, big orchestrated arrangements of Christmas music.
Oh, yeah. So only this is Beth talking. Definitely that's, sounds like a sex move,
that's
right?
The most. Yeah.
I mean, like Mannheim Steamroller.
Oh my God, you're right.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
What a fracas! Sorry to cuss.
It's neoclassical new age music.
Oh,
that is known for its new age rock plus.
This would be Daryl's favorite song.
For people who think that Enya's a little bit too hardcore.
Yes. Yes.
It's the kind of band that if you have like scented candles that you light often, the candles actually accompany this music pretty well.
Well,
okay.
Why don't I know them? I love candles.
So
looks like you got a new Spotify like ad.
That's going to be your Christmas gift.
So Nicholas says, based on everything you just told me, if we lose the Battle of the Bands, the Red Brands will take us over and they'll probably kill like half of us. And I would rather that fate than do anything like what you just described.
Kids just don't appreciate the classics these days.
Is there a way that one could perform both in the band and as a stealth ops operative?
What if you guys could also maybe sabotage the other band? Because I'm getting like really excited here, the idea of like once again picking up the axe and rocking a crowd. Guys, look, here's the deal, okay? Nick, we got to win this thing.
Of course. I'm always.
This is my chance. Because, I mean, let's just say me and the band parted ways, not on great terms.
Wait, you're not in your band anymore?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, the other guys decided to go a different direction.
Yeah, you left the Glenn Close Trio, right?
Well,
that's what you told me, Dad.
Well, technically that's true, but I guess you could say they asked me to leave.
Whoa.
That's
some heavy stuff.
What do you mean? What happened?
You can't ask Glenn Close to leave the... What are they...
Yeah, where are they called now?
I think they're asking the other Glenn Close if maybe she wants to join. Something. I don't know. They're figuring it out. They're figuring
That'd
out the situation.
But no, wait. Why did they kick you out of the band?
You know, some of my tour antics went a little far. You know that trick we just pulled, right? Where we sort of smoked out that warehouse? Well, if you do that and you're in a garage... If you pass out, that can be really bad, because I guess the car exhaust adds a little bit to the equation.
You know, I was wondering about the carbon monoxide element of flooding a closed environment with car fumes.
Well, you know, that's why I knew it would work.
Yeah, when you started the plan, I was like, oh, he's planning on murdering everybody on the inside with carbon monoxide. Interesting.
As soon as we got the bat and two rats, I thought, Glenn Close is a man who's done this before.
Well, Glenn, you know, I'm really busted up to hear that you're not in your band anymore, but you're in a new band of dads, and this band rides or dies together. So you're the Mannheim of this steamroller. God. So we're going to take your lead on this. So
you're quarterback, as my friend Henry would say.
I think you guys got to get backstage and fuck up the other band so they sound like dog shit.
Hell yeah, Dad. Hell yeah.
Nicholas, I guess you're the running back in this situation.
Sure,
or
whatever
the assistant
that is.
Coach. So Daryl,
soccer terms.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, remember a soccer term. You're the center midfield.
Great, yeah.
And you're the striker, yeah. Glenn. Yes, like on Chelsea. You guys tell us.
Who's Chelsea?
It's a great team in England. Maybe my favorite.
Oh.
Yes. So you tell us what to do, and we'll ruin the other band.
What if... Okay, I have an idea for our side caper.
Okay.
Ron, Daryl.
Yeah.
Ron, Daryl. That was definitely Henry almost calling Daryl Dad.
Dan's my middle name, which is what you
Henry almost called Daryl Dad and then managed to make it turn into Dan at the last possible second. What if we managed to sneak into that other band?
Oh, my God.
And ruin their band from the inside?
Daryl's eyes go... super wide, and he holds up the perfume of charm.
Oh, the perfume! Yeah.
This is enough perfume to spread across the three of us. We could probably charm our way into this band.
We'll have to be careful we don't charm each other by accident.
We'll have to be careful that we don't actually beat you guys with our recorder, bell, and acoustic guitar.
Yeah,
skills.
Definitely.
Yes,
for sure.
Extremely worried.
I think you guys are gonna because they got this whole cloak thing, right? The guy rode up on a cool cloak.
Yeah,
everyone's got cloaks.
They all got red cloaks.
That's the risk of running a cloak-heavy operation.
So I think you guys gotta procure some cloaks for yourselves.
Okay.
Sneak your way onto that band.
We'll be like, what, like their backup singers or something?
I think I'll be the lead singer.
Lead singer, perfect.
I can actually do a pretty funny thing when I sing.
Really?
Really.
Just wait.
I like that because definitely doing something funny on stage in a band is probably a surefire way to lose in a battle of a band.
This isn't going to be funny, but it will be, it will be fun.
All right.
Okay.
So we get up there, we do it, we're backup singers or lead singer, and then...
I thought you were playing D&D by saying, we get up there, we do it.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me, Matt?
And then we
do it, guys, and we're done.
Yeah, we get up there, we do it.
And then what do we...
And we win.
Do we stab them?
We just need to ruin that.
Nick says you could just... They just have to not win. Like, Dad, do you want to explain the way a battle of the bands works?
Okay, so the way a battle of the bands works is sort of a group decision based on the crowd. It's based on how well the crowd receives you.
That seems like a pretty subjective metric to me.
Who's the judge in this case?
Well, it's kind of everyone.
And in our hearts, we'll win either way.
Yeah.
Well, right. Definitely not what he just said. But the thing is that all of us, like, dig fucking freaking rockin' tunes, right?
Yeah.
So... Everybody and all the different members of the gangs are going to sort of like line up together. Like for the first time, all the gangs are going to come together. Like the Warriors, that movie you showed me, Dad.
Yes.
And we're all going to cheer together based on, you know, how much we like any individual band. It's not going to be about what color you're wearing. It's going to be about the fire of the music and what it inspires within you. There are going to be two stages, stage versus stage.
I love that you picked the Warriors and not like the movie Scott Pilgrim, which literally depicts this. Like, exactly.
Plainclothes would not show his son Scott Pilgrim. He'd show the Warriors.
He would only show him movies he liked when he
was
younger.
That's true. That's true.
So yeah, we'll do band versus band and then everybody will cheer and it'll be based on how loud it is. Okay. And mechanically, it'll be you guys will roll some stuff and we'll see how you can persuade the band to you versus the other side.
Okay. All right. So we're going to try to sneak into the other band.
Perfect. And then that way, if you guys win, then, you know, everything's great.
I mean, they should win,
and
Henry.
But if we win, we can just be like, well, you know, we vote that, you know, we're going to go away.
Wait, who's we?
Just the three of us, you know, because like, I'm like, look, you guys are probably going to win, but there's a chance.
So we're going to win.
I'm just saying it might happen.
It's not going
to. I think it might.
I think it might too.
You haven't heard these Stampler pipes.
The Dadheim steamrollers?
The
Dadheim
steamrollers.
Oh,
steamroller.
God.
You know, maybe, worst comes to worst, I can bust out some of my hip-hop rocks jams. And that is going to get the crowd.
Maybe just start with that. That sounds really good.
No, don't do that, Henry. We're supposed to lose. Do not do that.
No, do that.
No, Nicholas, you haven't heard. If we get through this, you're going to have to hear this gentleman's hip-hop rap.
I'm pretty good at raps.
Yes.
I'm known in the geology department as a man who knows how to do really good raps. So.
Yeah. You were telling us you're the best rapper in the geology department,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's incredible.
And he's back from the Stone Age because he discovered fire, and that fire is him rapping.
Hell yeah.
God in heaven. And
all right. Well,
should we go now then and do that because that's insane.
Should we put our hands in the middle, Dads?
Oh, absolutely.
Nicholas, this is a little, we're going to invite you to, there's this book called Iron John by Robert Bly. He's sort of like a men's movement poet from the 80s. You know, he was all about self-development and, you know, like
one,
ritual.
One, two, three, doodlers.
Doodlers.
Doodlers, yeah, uh-huh.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Rocket Money. It's time to take off into the stratosphere. That graph of your net worth is going to the moon, baby. Because you know what the easiest way to do that? By canceling all the freaking subscriptions you forgot about. Or like ones that you paid for twice. Didn't even realize it.
Or the other two subscriptions you didn't even know were there.
That's right. Nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. Before I started using Rocket Money, I was like, I got a lean subscription pack. I'm not overpaying for stuff. And I took one look and I was like, not only am I paying for Funimation doesn't even exist today. It's merging. So I'm like,
this is the second Rocket Money ad you've come at Funimation. I'm really upset about
this. I realize I'm playing for Xbox Live. I haven't even turned on my Xbox in like 3 years. Yeah. I was like, what am I even doing? I don't even know if you still need to pay for it. I don't even know how that works.
This is a subscription universe that we're living in between streaming service, fitness apps, delivery service. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forget about.
I'm still paying the fee at the cemetery for dead relatives I don't even visit anymore.
Rocket Money, here's what Rocket Money is. It's a personal...
Dig them up, I don't care.
It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. You get all of your subscriptions in one place, and if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can just help you cancel it with a few taps. And they'll even try to negotiate your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with the customer service. They'll call. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when you use all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/daddies. That's rocketmoney.com/daddies. rocketmoney.com/daddies. Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Pretty Litter. Springtime vibes are in the air. And when you bring in beautiful flowers that are blooming, like I have in my vase in the kitchen, I want to smell those flowers, not my cat poop.
You know what's pretty in the air is springtime flowers and not dust from the litter.
Ooh, yeah. Wow. Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra-absorbent. It's lightweight, low dust. 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month. And the crystals, dog. The crystals change color, and they indicate early signs of potential illness in my gato, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, a lot pissed up.
I mean, that would make sense.
On brand.
Who's
the piss king of podcasts? Yeah. Someone advertised Pretty Litter on there.
And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to my door. You never run out. And you know, the health monitoring is great. I can just go in, I take one look, and I'm like, you pissing good.
You good at pissing.
Pretty cats deserve Pretty Litter, and all cats are pretty.
So yeah,
all cats deserve Pretty Litter.
Pretty Litter is amazing. You have to try it. Go to prettylitter.com.
You don't.
Daddy.
Your cat tries it.
You don't.
I mean, if you're curious.
But yeah, the plumbing's out. If your toilet's broken,
yeah,
play on.
This isn't the 1950s.
Whatever you want to do in your own home
as a consenting adult, you're free to do.
You know, in the Kinsey reports, he said that actually a surprising number of adults pee in their kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/daddies. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so basically you see that both bands are getting set up. Like Ellery and some of the other water mice are sort of setting up some amplifiers, by which I mean like just megaphone
cones.
Yeah, just large cones made out of wood and shells and stuff like that. And the other stage, they're doing the same. The Red Brand's in their blonde leader. So in the middle,
so are they like rigging lights and stuff and everything?
I mean,
up there?
Torches, but yeah.
Is there like a dude like in the back just
the torch
like,
tech?
Yeah, he's like a torch tech. He's got like long hair and he's like squinting up at it and being like, hey, the union's got to move this.
Exactly.
I imagine like a illusion wizard with like a bunch of books out, like as his mixing board.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah, and he's just doing different thaumaturgy flames everywhere. Yeah. That's cool.
That's very good.
So yeah, that's just happening. And in the middle, all the different gang members are sort of just milling around, just sort of.
And they'd be like, $8 for beer.
Yeah, they're complaining about stuff. They're peeing on stuff. They're picking flowers off the ground and eating them.
Fucking outdoor festivals, man. I tell you, sometimes it's just better to stay home. I tell you, you hit a certain age, and it's just better to watch it on. Yeah.
All right. So, okay, dads, let's focus up. What's the play?
Can we roll like a perception to see what? Because you know this is Dungeons and Dragons, so we should roll some dice. To see, like, we're gonna replace some band members or slip our way in. Can we?
Yeah.
I want to learn more about this band
in
that
my
we're
head,
approaching.
This is just the video game Hitman now.
The three of us are definitely kind of like awkwardly, kind of like, you know, at like a school dance. We're kind of like sitting around the edge, like trying to find the band and like looking at them.
Sure.
Well, so there's other members of the Red Brand in the crowd, right?
Yes.
Complaining about the prices of beer, etc.
Maybe we could do some small talk to get more info on the members of this band. I've also heard that if you pretend to have bags of ice, you can get behind into the back door backstage area at a concert. And you just say, I'm the guy with the ice.
Well, let's roll to see where's the band? Do we need a roll for that?
No, you can just see it. They're on stage sort of tuning their instruments.
How many members are in this band?
There are 4 members of this band.
And they're in their cloaks?
They are in their cloaks.
All right, so we got to get some cloaks. It seems like.
I would like to, can I roll initiative? Sorry.
Start some shit.
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
Just start killing people.
I want to roll to see what the crowd is vibing with musically. You know, if they have any requests that I could fulfill for them in a singing matter.
Are you attempting to learn this by talking to them? Or are you trying to like reach out with your feelings?
I'm trying to listen to anything spewed out of the mouths of audience members.
Okay, let's do perception then.
Okay. That's a 5.
One guy's like,
$8 for beer?
I can't believe it. It's so expensive here.
$8, but okay. Like, you just hear a bunch of kind of catchphrases out of context.
Excuse me, I don't know that song.
Ron, Henry, it feels like we got to get some cloaks and then find a way to switch out with these gentlemen up on top of the stage.
What if, let me throw this out there, a little proposal from Henry. What if one of us pretends to be like the stage manager, and then we say we need to see 3 of the members of the band out like around the corner, and then when they're around the corner, we'll put our charm juice on, and we'll be like groupies and get them to take their robes off.
Yeah, we'll seduce them
we'll
out of their
seduce them out of their robes. And then we'll put
like
their robes
this.
On, and oh maybe God. We'll tie them up or something. We'll get there.
Is that I like what you're thinking, Henry. Let me take a... Daryl looks up there, and they're all men, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
We're saving our sons here.
No, What? Did I look like I was acting weird? No, that sounds like a great, that sounds like a great plan.
We're going to tie him up in this non-BDSM podcast.
Yeah.
Lizard Boy scales McStuff and just holds up a bunch of rope. He's like, I have it ready. I assumed this was just going to happen, that you were going to need some tie and some stuff.
Sir, you got us, Lizzie Boy, you got us robes?
Ropes.
Ropes.
That's less helpful, but thank you.
I mean, I'm sorry.
I thought you already got us.
I felt like I went out of my way to help, and then immediately
Lizzie
it's
Boy,
undercut.
It's my fault. Hey, I'm still getting used to your lizard mouth. It's a little hard to hear sometimes.
No, it's
I
fine.
Appreciate the ropes. That's super helpful.
I exist just to make you happy. No, so you.
Hey, CERN.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You make me happy. Don't thank listen you. To whatever Ron's about to say to you. I know it's going to change the vibe in just a second. But between you and me right now, you're doing a wonderful job, and I love these ropes.
Thank
Ron,
you.
Ron, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Hey, CERN?
Yeah?
Do you play any instruments?
No, I don't.
Okay, CERN, you make me really unhappy.
I mean, yeah, I know, but it's fine. Daryl prepared me for that.
What if...
I draw my strength from him.
CERN starts a mosh pit?
CERN, that sounds like a good job for you, Lizzie Boy.
Okay, you want me to go start a mosh pit?
Do you guys have mosh pits in
no,
the
I don't,
Forgotten
you're
Realms?
You're going to have to explain what that is.
Oh, well, okay. So here's the thought, CERN. When we go on stage, to get the crowd really going, sometimes the rock and roll gets so strong that the spirit of rock and roll, which is a powerful thing, takes over. And a sort of group hysteria takes place. And people kind of form a big circle in the middle of the crowd, and everyone's kind of like beating the shit out of each other and like tossing each other around and like just kicking the ever-loving fucking shit out of each other.
Sorry. It's kind of like if you treat the people around you like skin that is molting off of you like a reptile, which you are, CERN, so I think this should be very easy
but
for
see,
you.
This will get people really hyped up because that means... Right, like if a mosh pit's going on, you know that they're really just...
I do like the idea we have a man inside on the, yeah. in the crowd.
An agent provocateur.
And when we play, this is going to be hard to say because, you know, we're such good friends. But when we're playing, say things out loud like, oh, those gentlemen up there, their music doesn't sound, is not the quality I like.
Oh, no.
And things like that.
You want me to say that you're bad?
Yes. I know.
That's going to be almost as difficult as starting a fight with the entire crowd.
Well, don't worry, CERN. You'll have the power of my sick licks to help you out.
Okay. No, I was less worried about like making sure they can fight and more about my own safety, but that's fine.
Well, here's the thing. It's just like starting a fire in an abandoned like warehouse on the edge of Cincinnati. You just get the spark going and then the whole thing goes up way faster than you think. And then you got to get out of town.
What a weirdly specific metaphor.
All right, guys, I'll do it. I'll see you on the other side. Into the mosh pit I go, and he disappears into the crowd.
All right, dads. Well, I guess so. We got the ropes. Here, everybody take a rope. I guess we'll each tie one of the gentlemen separately.
I guess we don't need to seduce them. It's like, but I think we got to talk them out of their clothes. Maybe it's some sort of strip poker game.
Henry, let's just seduce them.
Yeah.
All right. Dads,
let's
are we ready?
Everybody, I think I see Carol do this. Go ahead and put your hands out, like your wrist, right?
If I remember correctly, Mercedes Oak Garcia had an episode of this show called Queer Eye on.
Mm-hmm.
And on that show, they spray it in the air twice and then they walk through it in turn.
Daryl looks at the, I don't think this is a spray one though.
Oh.
It's one of those, it looks like it's a dabby do.
Ron takes it and sprays it into his face.
Oh,
like
all right.
Like splash it into your face.
There's not that much left.
Roll D20.
11.
You splash like most of it onto your face. There's only enough for one person there.
Oh, all right, Ron.
Okay, well, it looks like there's only enough for either me or Daryl. So I guess it's who wants to be.
You know what? It's I feel like I mean we all have to do this anyways, right?
I think
my charm, you know, I don't need it. You go, Henry, you go ahead and take it.
Oh, okay.
Not saying you need it. I'm just saying if you want the extra help.
I mean, I think I'm pretty charming, but
you sure are.
Meta note, who has more charisma? How many charisma points do you have?
I have minus one.
Okay, I have plus one. So, here we go. Here's what we're going
to do. You're going to charm me to do it.
Yeah, Daryl, no offense, but... I don't know how to put this, but...
Daryl's already putting it on.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I hear you. I hear you, Henry.
All right, guys.
I'm rubbing it. Wait, I'm doing it like Carol taught me. I put
that is
I'm
actually
on the,
miming it.
Put it on my wrist, put it on my neck.
He's literally miming it.
How's the smell, Henry?
You both smell fantastic.
That's so charming of you to say. Thank you.
Well, thank you. That's so charming of you to be complimentary of my charming.
So charming.
Ron, you got a nice voice, Ron.
Oh, you haven't even... The stampler hasn't even begun to sing.
Maybe, should we just, do we need this now, or do you want to just, like, go get some beer?
Hey, fellas, focus up. All right.
Okay.
Me and Nick are going to get the band ready for our stuff, because we got to get ready here. Best of luck to you. Get back there. Get in that band.
Okay. Hey, Glenn.
Oh, God.
Daryl kind of looks over. It's like, kick ass out there, man. Gives you a wink.
Nick looks at you, he's like, you could have just said, just say rock and roll.
Hey, Nicholas.
We fucking say rock and roll.
Nicholas.
What?
Fucking rock and roll, man.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I think this perfume is going to some people's heads. Henry wishes he got the perfume.
It's going to be a reveal where it's like, wait, that was just
it was
a jug of water.
It was water all along.
Michael's secret stuff from Space Jam.
Don't you see? It was you all along.
You had your mojo all along, Austin.
Goofy, baby.
Oh, my God. That movie did it that way.
Let's go seduce some rock stars.
Let's walk up to the stage.
You approach the stage. There's people running around putting up torches and stuff, but it's so busy, there's nobody to stop you from just sort of walking onto the stage. So when you do, the band kind of just turns and glances at you and then goes back to tuning their instruments.
Okay. Dead.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Okay. How do we do this?
I hand my rope to Henry. Say, you two just wait right here.
From the distance, I see this. I see them dad huddle on stage in full view beverage and go, oh, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, Nick is like, you guys always do this?
It's like, it's just kind of a way for us to, like, communicate, I guess, to each other. It's strange, but something that we kind of abide by the constraints of.
It's just the time you could just do it before you get into the... Okay, that's fine.
Daryl walks across the stage to the three non...
Walks or struts?
Struts across the stage and very confidently.
Okay.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
that's the bassist.
Yeah?
You can tell because he has a low voice.
Because he has a low voice and because he's the only one who would deign to talk to you.
Yeah.
The other ones think they're too important.
I like the cut of your jib, man. I got two bros back there that just want to see how you play bass.
I mean, you're about to hear me play bass.
Yeah, but these guys.
hit on a man. Do it, Matt. Hit on me.
No, I know you play bass. We heard you. It sounds really good. I got two guys there that they're, you know, we're starting our own band and they're trying out. I think you could give them a few points. If you don't mind, if you could give them just a few pointers before you start playing, we're really excited to hear you play.
Yeah, sure. So he looks over at the other two and he goes, you just got to play from the heart. Like, play. Like, play like you mean it.
Oh, shit.
It's about the music in your soul.
Dude, that's great. It's a little loud, though.
I raised my hand.
Yeah, you with
you
the
raise
hand
your
raised.
Hi, Henry O. Henry Oak here. We can't hear you give your good bass advice over the noise of this crowd. Perhaps we could take this conversation someplace more intimate.
Okay, so Henry, the only person who didn't put on the perfume, can roll persuasion.
Oh, fuck yeah. Henry got an 18 plus 19.
All right.
Looks like you're his type.
So the bassist is like, for you? Yeah, I think I have some stuff I could teach you.
All right.
I wink at Henry.
Well,
hell yeah.
Okay, let's go to that dark corner over there.
Hey, you got, you know, two other friends that want to maybe come and party for a little bit before you guys play? We need three cloaks. I mean, we need...
Wait, what?
We need three blokes.
What did you say?
We need three blokes.
Roll persuasion with advantage with the three blokes thing.
Very good. On your feet. God.
That's a two. Roll better than that.
16?
Actually, yeah, 16 will cut it. The bassist, you know, three blokes.
Yeah.
All right. Usually you got to do this kind of stuff after the concert, but apparently I'm on my game today.
And we like it. We like it deep, like bass.
God.
You just hit me so hard, you broke me out of character.
Holy shit.
Holy smokes. All right.
We're earning the explicit tag this week, boys.
Okay.
Dungeons and Daddies, sarcasm quotes, not a BDSM podcast.
Dungeons and Daddies and the edge of the comfort zone.
As Daryl walks across the stage with everybody, he catches the eye of Nicholas and Freddie and holds up like a fucking rock and roll sign like, you got it, man.
Glenn throws the horns back and looks behind him. Was like, is there someone else behind me? I don't, Freddy, who's that?
Yeah.
So do we pass the other members of this band?
Yeah, so the bassist like turns back to the other two members of the band that are not the guy with the blonde hair. He goes like, hey, and puts his fingers together.
Nice.
And then they all kind of...
Hey, what was that gesture you just did?
I was saying we're going to go touch dicks. That's our thing. What's your thing? Is it also that?
We all come together. No, let's all... Yeah. Nice. We'll all come together nice, and we'll talk says. About we, nice, what, we like, what we like to do. Let's
go
to that...
The first part of that sentence and said, nice.
All right, let's go around to that dark corner and...
let's talk, yeah, you know?
Come together.
Daryl, like, awkwardly holds up one of his ropes, like, huh?
Oh,
yeah.
All right, boys, let's go do it. So he grabs the other two by the shoulders, and all of them, smiling as anything, come with you around the back of the stage where it's relatively quiet.
Daryl.
We'll be right with you, gentlemen.
Ron, I'm not judging you. I just feel like I'm very uncomfortable right now. I hand my rope to you also. Daryl has no more ropes anymore. He goes, I feel like I did my part. Yep, he just walks away.
He just walks away?
Hey, Daryl, get back here! What are you
doing? I form the rope into a lasso and bring him back into the huddle.
All right, roll dexterity.
Four.
All right, it just misses. It just flops down right in front of you. So immediately the bassist is like, what's going on? Where's he going? Where are you going, man?
He's playing hard to get. That's part of his thing.
Oh, that's not my kink at all.
I take a breath and go, just getting myself composed to rock your fucking world.
All right, roll persuasion with advantage.
With advantage. Let me try to do that in character based off of my roll of a 3. I'm just getting composed so I can do things you like.
So
with my 3 persuasion.
The bassist looks at you and then just kind of like grimaces and then turns to Henry and Ron and is like, can we just make a 5-some instead of a 6-some?
Oh, that's great. That's
super not into that guy
by the
anymore.
Way. Nice to meet you blokes. I put my hand out. Very nice. I hope you five have a great time.
Even the idea of having physical contact with you right now
that's
is kind of
okay.
Just nasty.
I appreciate it.
Ron uses the lasso to try to capture the bassist.
Okay. roll dexterity.
How did we get here?
Oh, no.
That's a 1.
That's a 1?
It's a 1, yeah.
So you try to lasso him, but you inadvertently just kind of lasso yourself up, but you don't realize it, and you pull it super tight and, like, begin to accidentally start choking yourself around the neck. Not in, like, a sexy way, but in a way that feels, like, aggressive.
Okay.
And immediately he's set on edge, and he goes, wait a second. This feels like it might not be a fun consensual sexual thing between consulting adults. What's going on here? What's going on here?
Trust me. It's fun. It's fun.
Beth, take a D4 of damage for the autoerotic association.
4 damage.
You know, we're just nervous. Henry here is really, he's the one
gentlemen,
who most participates.
If you will all just calm down for one moment, the leader of this trio will explain the very specific kink we have that makes all of this make sense.
Desperate to hear it. Absolutely okay. Desperate to hear it.
So where we're from, where are we from again? We're from the far off land of West Rock. We take part in an elaborate courtship ritual.
All right.
The first step of which is to invite your prospective mate to a dark, secluded corner, as you can see plainly, yeah, as we have done.
You nailed that.
The second step of which is one of the 3 leaves.
Oh, because he feels shame.
No, yeah, sure, because yeah. I have to commit to the thing you said, because we're all part of the same thing. It makes the prospect of the hunt all the more alluring.
And shameful?
Yeah, and then there is the third part of the ritual known as the bonding of the self, in which now you come to the aid of Ron
I
by
haven't.
Rescuing
That's the problem.
Him.
Help me.
See, it's like and then once you've saved him, we all trade clothes so that we may walk a mile in each other's shoes, and then we get down to business.
So we have sex with each other's clothes on?
Well, we trade clothes, and then we assume each other's identities, essentially by trading clothes. And then we take each other's clothes back off, and it's like we are stripping bare not only our lover, but ourselves.
We want to be you, and then we want to be in you.
Roll. roll persuasion harder than you've ever rolled persuasion in your entire life.
I have dad inspiration.
Desperation. Okay. Use burn them dad joke energy, baby.
Hot dice. That's a six.
Beth, go ahead and roll.
I got a 19.
Okay. So the bassist puts his hands on one hand on Henry's shoulder and one hand on Ron's shoulder. And he says, what you just described is the weirdest, maybe most horrible kink I've ever heard in my entire life. And I'm so very interested to see where it goes. And then he and his two friends disrobe and then hold their clothes out to you.
Okay. So
great. Am I still like tied up though?
Can I untie Ron.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, I was supposed to do that. It was part of the thing.
Fine.
I messed up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's okay. We'll make it work. I guess the next step would be for us to take off our clothes. So why don't I forgot to explain this part of it. You guys turn around while we take our clothes off.
Oh, yeah. That's a little prudish. It feels like you didn't turn around when we did it.
Well, then it's, you know what? I'm sorry. You kind of threw me off because you didn't untie him. I wasn't expecting you to go straight to taking your clothes off.
You're right. We'll turn around.
All right. So they've turned around. So I change into the robe.
Okay.
Me too.
Okay.
I take off one pair of pants and put the robe on.
Okay. Sweet. Okay. All right. You can turn around.
They do.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, cool. So here's what happens now is that...
We undress each other.
As I said, we walk a mile in each other's shoes first.
Oh, like literally?
It's part of the extended foreplay is that now we go on stage and you guys go in the audience.
So you're going to play instead of us?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
So all the applause is going to go to you and not us.
But you get to watch. And isn't that hot?
All right, roll persuasion with advantage.
9 and 12.
The bassist looks at you for a second and sort of scratches his cheek and bites his lip. And he says, what you've just described is extremely humiliating. And because I am a bassist, you've discovered my kink. And so, yes, we can consent to remain tied up while you perform for us.
Oh, they're not tied up.
But that's great. If that'll help you out, we can do that for sure.
Do you want to be tied up?
I mean, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, it would help out Daryl Wilson here.
Half the reason we came back here is because we saw the ropes.
Okay.
Do you want a bow tie or a double knot?
Oh, that's very cute. I'll do it. he takes the rope from you and he ties his friends up and then... Basically instructs one of you to...
What Daryl Wilson's really... In fact, what knot is that? It's a good-looking knot.
It's like a normal...
Really, I've never seen that knot before. That knot, you can't like easily make it come loose for like any safe word. I'm not quite sure.
Well, I mean, I have scissors here for safety scissors. So
ooh, can I see those really quick? I got to cut something.
Well, no, I have to hold on to them so I can cut them loose.
No, I'll give them right back.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, thanks. I pocket them.
Give
them back.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry, man. Here you go. I give them right back.
Daryl, jeez.
I just don't want these guys to come, you know.
Yeah, I know.
This is now literally and officially a BDSM podcast.
Sorry for taking those scissors.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, no, I gotta keep
them. Get on stage.
Yeah, that's so he feels safe while he's doing the, you know, our elaborate ritual here. Yeah. It's okay. We can trust him.
Our song of courtship.
Daryl says, guys, I just want to know that this is definitely outside of my comfort zone, and all five of you have been pretty great so far. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. Well, yeah. I feel like we've been pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Right. So we'll see you guys in a little bit. And we're going to go be bad musicians now.
If you're going to humiliate us, you're going to have to do a lot better job than that.
Okay, really
nice. Oh, we'll try. And then he tries to wink.
No, it's not how you humiliate. Wow. You have to be. It's fine. You'll figure it out.
All right, guys. Let's get the hell out of here.
All right. So you come up to the stage and the blonde man turns around and sees you through and he goes, what's all this about? What's going on? Where's my band?
We're the band now, man.
Party on.
Did they get drunk again? Did they hook up with some random groupies again?
Technically, yes.
Yes. Daryl Wilson here, and we're those random groupies, and they said we're going to play for you.
He goes, wah! And he goes out back, and then you hear bass guy being like, it's my kink. This is what we're doing. And the blonde guy walks back in. He's like, okay, that's fine. Yeah, I mean, all right. It's the third time this has happened this year. That's fine. Okay. All right. So what do you all play? We're just going to start playing?
We forgot to learn any songs.
Yeah, what are we? Because usually what we do is we play the Tavern Keeper's Lament.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all know that one?
That's a favorite.
All right.
I play the bells in that.
Just remind me of the tune real quick. I don't play an instrument. I sing my beautiful, sad tune.
Well, I play guitar and I sing. If you don't play an instrument, then we should switch songs to something else. What songs do you know? I can play guitar.
I know Wonderwall. I know
the entire Eminem.
Oh, I know
Silent Night.
I know Silent
okay,
Night.
It's becoming very clear that I just know don't know Silent the same songs
Night.
You know.
I know Silent
Do
Night.
Do all three of you know the song, the same songs?
Silent Night, yeah. We're the called the Dadheim Steamrollers back where we come from, and Silent Night's our specialty. It rocks the crowd.
Yeah, it's real hardcore punk.
Silent Night. Sounds great. So I'll just play, I'll catch up to whatever you're doing musically. You guys just sort of go with it, and I'll handle it my end. But you just get play together, okay? Are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right.
Daryl sits down with the drums ready to go. He looks at them. He's like, yeah, that's pretty close. There's two drums. I'll just treat these like the bells.
And then Henry tunes up this lute or whatever he's playing. I'm assuming it's not a six-string guitar.
Daryl's so fucking pumped. He's like smiling at you. Okay. Like he's feeling like he's in a rock band.
All right.
I look out into the crowd and wipe my sweaty palms against my multiple pairs of pants. Pull one pair up near my belly button. Put
Jesus.
My hands on my hips. Lick my lips, wet the old whistle, open my mouth, and get ready
just slack
to pipe.
To pipe?
To pipe. To get ready to release these pipes.
The blonde guy heads up to the front of the stage. He's sort of looking at his new bandmates. He's like, he's reasonably impressed with what he sees. He's a little bit like weary of the fact that like once again his bandmates have decided to do this weird king thing and skip out on an actual gig.
Life on the road.
But he steps up to the mic. Mike is a guy who's standing there who just like cups his hands around the guy's mouth.
Yeah. Megaphone.
Yeah. There's a gnome who's like just standing or a goblin that's standing there with his hands overstretched above his head. It like cupped together. And the blonde guy walks up and puts his mouth up to the cupped hands and goes like, all right, everybody, we are the Red Brand Trailers. My name is MPAA, which stands for murder, punishment. Assault.
Assassinations.
Tonight we're going to hit you with something a little bit different.
What a pro.
What a fucking pro.
What an absolute pro MPAA is.
Yeah, why don't y'all just take it away. And a one, and a two, and a one, two. First, we'll start with the beat. So, Daryl, why don't you go ahead and roll performance?
Those handbells coming in.
It's a 14.
14. Okay. Yeah. A pretty decent beat to Silent Night.
It's just two drums.
It's like Zoot Zoot Riot, basically, like the toms from Zoot Zoot.
Okay, from the crowd, you quietly hear Lizard Boy Scales McStuffins goes like, that's not good drums. That's not enough drums. Only two? That's amateur hour. Henry, you roll performance.
Okay, I roll my bones. I got a 7.
Okay, so a very bad lute cover of Silent Night starts playing.
Didn't fully tune it all.
I start tuning as I'm playing.
Yeah, it's very out of tune, very bad. From the crowd, Henry hears Lizard Boy go, see, I told you, this is not good. That guitar is all bad. It's not tuned up properly. That lute is just, it's below, that's subpar. Now, Ron, roll a performance as you begin to sing.
I lick my lips and get ready to wet my whistle, and I roll a natural 20.
Fuck yeah!
Oh my god.
We were supposed to lose.
You can't help it, man. That energy just takes over you in the crowd.
Okay, so you open your mouth, and to the surprise of everyone in
Everybody.
Attendance, every single person, maybe including Ron, the most beautiful and impossible harmony comes out of your throat. Two voices in one somehow. It is Silent Night in a way that has never been performed by a human being in any realm, much less the Forgotten Realms. You turn and you see MPAA is beginning to cry as he starts playing guitar. and the audience is like slowly like swaying with you, and like
lighters come out,
little very small torches. Like, even though they've never heard this song before, like by the second verse, they're just sort of singing along with. Like, it just has this hypnotic quality over them that has blown their mind. And as the singing hits Lizard Boy Scales McStuffins' ears, he starts bawling, like openly bawling, and he reaches into his pocket and pulls out a picture. And even from the stage, you can see it's a painting that someone made of him and his two children.
At the amusement park?
At the Neverwinter amusement park. He just starts crying, and he holds it so close to his chest, and he looks at you, Ron, and mouths the words, and somehow you understand perfectly what he's saying, even though he's like mouthing it. He's like, it's like I'm with them again.
Oh my God!
How does Ron feel about that?
With who? Who?
Okay, so when the song finally comes to a close, the crowd just explodes with applause, just loses their fucking minds.
Ron takes off one pair of pants and throws them out into the crowd.
Daryl runs over to Ron and just slaps him on the back and hugs him. Rock and roll, man!
And they said that punk was dad.
Across the sea of celebration, Nicholas and Glenn Close are like, what? Nicholas is like, what the fuck are they doing?
What the fuck were they doing?
They were supposed to fuck
it
up.
Clear. Nick, we were clear, right?
I feel like we said,
we were explicitly do a bad job. What the fuck was that?
That was like a 10 out of 10 performance. Nick's like, we're going to die. They're going to kill us. Oh, no. Dad, I think maybe we should just go. We should just run.
Yeah. We can't fight this.
Yeah, let's book it.
We're getting the fuck out of here, dude.
All right. So Nick runs to the Honda Odyssey, and he says, get in, Dad, get in.
I'm sprinting after him, guitar in tow.
Okay, so he slams the door shut. Okay, so the rest of you, as you're celebrating and basking in the glory of this amazing performance.
I'm crowd surfing.
You turn and you see the lights of the Honda Odyssey turn on, and you hear the engine rumble to life. Nick rolls down the window and peeks his head out of the driver's side. He goes, I hotwired it and I got a natural 20. Later, suckers! And he hits the gas and the Honda Odyssey just speeds into the fucking distance. And Henry, your phone rings.
I looked down at my phone.
It's from Scam Likely.
Excuse me, gents. I gotta take this. And I go over to the corner and I answer the phone. Scam, what's up?
Don't trust whatever you hear or see. You've received a call from Scam Likely. Please hold for Scam Likely.
Okay.
The music plays.
Guys, I'm on hold with Scam Likely. I'm waiting for him to answer the phone.
How much longer is it going to be?
I don't know.
Nicholas just ran away with my van.
I'm on hold. There's nothing I can do. Scam, are you there?
And then you hear a click. It says,
please continue to hold.
Henry, we gotta do something.
I'm panicking. I press off.
Okay, okay. All right. As your finger goes toward the off button,
you weren't on hold. I was just playing with you.
Oh, a scam. I should have done.
He got you again.
Inside the phone.
It was just me, Scam Likely, live on the line.
Scam, why did you jerk me around like that? Give me a break, buddy.
It was my final scam.
What does that mean?
It means that now Nicholas and Glenn have time enough to drive far, far away where you can't catch up with them on foot.
That's what I was saying. Now they got the minivan.
They're well on their way to Waterdeep. Ooh, maybe I've said too much, but I have to say, it's likely that you've been scammed by Nicholas and Glenn both.
Oh, fuck!
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Daryl Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Henry Oak, Beth May as Ron Stampler, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Glenn Close. Theme song by Maxton Waller. Additional voices this week by Jimmy Wong. This podcast is directly supported by our Patreon Dad Army. Fine folks like Lindsay Kay, Gatlin Hooten, Sarah Kratke, Hillary Gay, and Selas. Thank you, of course, to all of our Patreon supporters. And if you're listening out there and you suddenly find yourself with, I don't know, like an HBO Go subscription you just canceled, why not consider supporting our fantasy IP full of adult situations? You'll gain access to bonus content like an additional podcast called Talking Dad, where we talk about the campaign. So if you dig what we do, head on over to patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. You can find us on Twitter at dungeonsanddads. Facebook at bit.ly/dungeondads, and the subreddit over at Dungeons and Daddies. Thank you to everybody listening, leaving reviews on iTunes, and sharing our dad antics with your friends. It helps this podcast grow, and all of us over here appreciate it immensely. Also, check out Story Break, which is another podcast that Matt, Will, and I do, where we have an hour to break a ridiculous idea for a TV show or movie, such as a feature film that finally answers the question of why did the chicken cross the road? The answer will surprise you. Next episode's coming at you June 4th. So until then, don't forget to change the batteries in your smoke detectors and ensure all of your fire extinguishers are fully charged. See you then. There was a time when you could read between the lines. You know they never brought you down. Never brought you down. How did we get here?
It was, I had nothing to do with this. You guys decided let's seduce the band. That was 100% on you.
I'm just saying, how did we get here and that we started as not a BDSM podcast? And boy, oh boy.
Didn't even hit double digits in the episodes until we got straight to explaining how to tie people up
consensually. I need to change that in the logo now.
A sometimes BDSM podcast, it's but just, you never know.
It's just the word not is in quotes.
Yeah,
now.
Or there's, there's an asterisk something.
Yeah, it's asterisk, not a BDSM podcast, and then another asterisk.
Yeah. Not all.
Dungeons and Daddies is brought to you this week by Blue Nile. There's many reasons to gift jewelry to a loved one.
Name one.
Apologies.
Okay. What else? What else?
Did I say that too quickly? Was that too quick?
Bribery. But here's what it comes down to. What's more exciting than seeing the look on their face when you pull out that little...
Let me finish the sentence. That unmistakable little box.
Close one.
Close one. Here's the jewelry.
If you're buying jewelry, there's no better place to do it than BlueNile.com.
This is our almost bracelet when we almost got pregnant. Here you go.
Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below a traditional retailer. When you're looking to give the best gift of all time, Blue Nile is the place to go with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase, 30-day returns, and a diamond price match guarantee. They also have experts on hand day and night via phone or chat.
Experts on hand, like, can't you get pregnant the first time? How many days after a period? Is it okay?
Free diamonds can still get you pregnant.
Can you still get if pregnant?
Great questions that you should ask.
Yeah, please ask.
Day or night. Matt, tell me about your experience with jewelry.
Well, what's crazy is just last week, me and Anthony got a cup of coffee like we always do. We just like to talk at post-shop, post-talk, little talk shop. And I was like,
yes, that's what we do.
And I was like, Anthony, you know what I was thinking about today? And he's like, how great of a service Blue Nile is. I was like, yes. Why don't you tell me the latest jewelry you just got?
I got a diamond ring for my beautiful spouse from Blue Nile, and it was good diamond.
Good diamond.
It was good diamond. They graded it good. I called them up and I said, "Is this good?"
Like, you know that good
and
is probably.
Will, we did not invite you. I called you right before we went out. Mm-hmm. I said, "Hey, me and Anthony are getting a cup of coffee, talk shop like we always
boys
do."
Are hanging out.
And,
the diamond
and
dogs.
Will, you said you couldn't come to our coffee because you're on Blue Nile ordering a beautiful. What were you ordering?
That's right. Yeah.
What were you ordering?
I was shopping on BlueNile.com. I got a lot of great jewelry, and more importantly, a great deal on that jewelry.
There you go.
Which is just as valuable.
Even more so.
Go to BlueNile.com to find the perfect piece today. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com. Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by MeUndies. Yarr!
They're driving me nuts.
Steal your booty! Wow. We're pirates!
Well, hey, speaking of things coming out of our pants, MeUndies is finally unveiling
the contoured pouch and ball caddy, a micromodal sling that keeps things separated and lifted.
And equal.
I hate it when my testicles merge into one.
Listen, it just makes sense. We need a compartment for the dangly bits. The fact that on an engineering standpoint, MeUndies was brave enough. Yeah, I'll say it.
Brave
enough to sew in a big old pouch to keep things
all... Yeah, imagine the only bras that were around were sports bras.
No,
that's what boxers are.
That's what boxers
are. But finally, they've given us...
Beth?
I have issues with this.
But finally, we got underwear that just holds them in its own little compartment.
Beth, would you like to lodge a complaint?
If we only wore sports bras, that would actually be incredible, I think. You know, I would much rather wear a sports bra than a regular bra. But maybe I'm completely alone.
I have no opinion on the bras.
MeUndies going to develop a ball caddy with an underwire. That's what I want to know.
MeUndies
has... haunting.
Well, listen, you don't have to... By the way, MeUndies, listen, they got the all-black classics, fun, expressive prints. MeUndies,
you don't have to wear them.
Sizes, XS to extra small to 4XL, flattering cuts for everybody, but... They also do, speaking of butts, versatile loungewear. They got lounge collection. They got joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. I got a little like a bedroom like
long
hoodie
pants.
Is like underwear for your head.
Yes. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, comfy, and it's ideal for all day wear. They use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on them. Good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/dungeons. That's MeUndies.com/dungeons for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.